Hey y'all.
Hey y'all.
Welcome to God's Girls.
I'm Alexa.
And I'm Avelyn.
And in today's episode, actually it's our last guest episode for season four, which is pretty big. I can't believe that season four is about to be over. It's pretty crazy. We're very excited to jump into season five though. Our last guest in season four is our grandfather, Charles Beckham. He's amazing and we're about to get into a conversation with him. But if you like our podcast and want to join in the fun, follow us and comment, listen to us on any of the main podcast apps.
The website for our podcast will be linked in today's episode description. Follow us on Instagram at God's Girls Podcast and on the Bible app at God's Girls.
Email us at godsgirls.podcast@gmail.com.
Remember to share this podcast with your friends and help grow God's kingdom.
Now let's jump into our ninth episode of season four. Welcome, Papa, to the God's Girls podcast for the God's Guys series. We're very excited to get to talk to you today.
Well, thank you for having me on today.
How have you seen the Lord guide you through a difficult time?
Well, you know, as I thought about that, I have had a blessed life. I was blessed at birth with parents that loved me and cared for me. I was blessed with extended family. Then I was blessed by marrying your grandmother. Meeting her when she was just 16 years old and I was 17 and we got married at 21 and 20. So I've been blessed there. I'm blessed with my children. I'm blessed now with my grandchildren. And I just can't tell you how great it is to see what you, Avelyn and Alexa are doing every week with your podcast and the number of people that you're touching lives that you don't even know about and you might not ever know about, but you're probably changing some lives by these podcasts. I'm blessed in so many different ways. So I never really thought about, I've seen God see me through difficult times. He's always just been there and has always seen me through.
Well, I love that answer. We have not gotten an answer like that yet. People have usually specified certain times, but the way you said how he just guides you constantly and he guides you through happy situations and difficult situations is really cool. So our next question is, how has fear affected your decisions to do things you feel called to do or have a desire to do?
You know, I really don't know that fear has stopped me. Whether serving God or making decisions, whatever I might do, I've just always felt like God was with me. So I'm not sure I've had that fear. And maybe that's been something that has affected me negatively as well. Maybe instead of fear, maybe I've had an insecurity. And I guess insecurity could be a form of fear. But I've been fortunate enough to have been involved in different ministries that serve people like Moja Kids that take care of foster children, our Mustard Seed Medical that we had for a number of years that gave free medical care to people who needed it. In different areas I've been in the community, as well as in church that were serving other people. And I think that's really important. I've helped with benevolence in church and done a lot of different things. Right now, your grandmother and I and Alexa, your mom, and Avelyn, your dad, we're involved with a group of people to, we've started a nonprofit ministry called SOCS. And SOCS stands for Sustaining Others in Christ's Kingdom by Serving. And we're trying to put together a community nonprofit that will serve people, serve them one-on-one, whatever their needs might be. I think that I'm the happiest whenever I'm helping serve somebody else or doing those things. So we hope, and I've hoped with Moja Kids, for example, and the different things I've been involved in, that will live on beyond my lifetime, that we'll be able to leave a legacy of serving people and helping people well beyond our lives. And that's what makes me happy as well. And serving people and doing those things.
So I think it's cool that that's how you want to leave your mark on the world. I have a follow-up question. Have anything in particular, like when you leave this earth, how do you want people to remember you?
Well, I don't really feel like I'm leaving my mark on anything. What I'm hoping is that we have helped other people get involved. other people to see how they might be able to serve. For example, with Bossier Kids, if not for foster families and families that are adopting children, there wouldn't be a ministry. So hopefully that we will be able to leave a legacy of people serving and other people wanting to get involved and wanting to serve. And I don't think I'll be leaving a mark, but I think that the people who are caring for others and loving others will leave that mark. And I just feel like that we're all called on to be servants. We're all called on to help each other. And I've told you girls before, when I go in the store and they say, "Sir, you need help," I tell them every day. I think we all need some form of help every day. And we can find different ways of offering that help. You know, and I know that that serving others, helping someone else, and meeting and visiting with friends and family and is just a real joy for each one of us. And that's what makes me happy. And I thought about these even more. It makes me so proud, so happy to see y'all's parents, your parents teaching you modeling on how to serve other people. And y'all are doing this through your podcast as well, showing your love for people, showing your love for not just family, but people outside your family, and to watch y'all serving God by doing that, serving God by using this as this podcast as a tool to do it, as a tool to do it. Excuse me. It's just amazing to me. It just makes me proud to watch y'all doing all these things that you do, and watch how you are involved youth groups, how you're involved in church, and how you're involved in school. So y'all are a real blessing to me as well.
Well, I'm not involved in school.
You're involved with your entire student body.
Oh, I am. One person. Yeah, I'm my entire student body.
Oh. I don't know what kind of influence you've been, but you've been there.
Yeah. Yeah, my mom has told me about SOCS, and I think it's amazing what y'all are doing with that.
My prayer has been that it's not a vision that we have that we're trying to get God to embrace and God to bless. I'm hoping that it's a vision that God has put before us. He's already blessed us. And I'm hoping and praying that we're able to fulfill the vision given us. Care of other people, even on a one-on-one basis, so we can help other people.
Yeah. Well, I did not realize that's what y'all have been doing.
And we have, so far we have a man that I've met over the years, don't know him well. He's a deputy city marshal. He's also pastor of a church in Plain Dealing. He's pastor of a Baptist church. He's going to join in with us. The guy's a friend that's a member of Simple Church. I have another one that's a member of the St. Jude Catholic Church. We're crossing a lot of different lines of churches and denominations, if you want to call it that, that we all can join together. The thing that we have in common is that we all love God. We all want to serve other people. I think that's what life is all about.
What is your go-to Bible verse?
I've got several, and I was looking at one, Proverbs 12:25. Okay. And this goes along with what is my fear? What do I worry about? Proverbs 12:25. An anxious heart is a man down, but a kind word cheers him up. And I'll tell you how I use that every morning before I get out of bed. I have a prayer. I pray that today I get up, that I will walk with Jesus, that I walk with God. Pray that today that someone will see a reflection of God living in me or Jesus living in my life. I pray that each day I say something encouraging to someone else, and we never know what that will be. That we'll show mercy, we'll show love, we'll show acceptance, we'll show forgiveness to others, because we all need that. And that's the reason I like this Proverbs 12:25. Anxious heart down, an anxious heart weighs a man down, but a kind word cheers him up. So try to give a kind word to people every day. You don't know where they are. You don't know what's happening in their life. You don't know what they're going through. But a lot of times, a kind word or a smile or a hello will go a long way to make a big difference.
Yes, that is a prayer I've had in my life a ton lately. Like when I go to sleep, I just pray that people will see the Lord through me. So when you said that, I was like, wow, not us being twins or anything. But I love that goal because it's one similar in my life as well. And also, yeah, when you said you don't know what's going on in a person's life, it is hard in the moment sometimes if that person's being very irritable or very rude to you, but you just don't know what that person's going through.
We don't know what's happened to them. We don't know where they are that day. We don't know what they're going through, like you said. And we can't judge people because we shouldn't. Because the way I judge somebody else, I'm going to be judged. I feel like that if I'm negative toward somebody else, there's five negative fingers pointing back at me. So we got to be able to love each other, to accept each other, to be tolerant of each other, be patient, and show that Christ love in us.
It's like, don't judge the speck in your friend's eye when you've got a log in your own. Where is that in the Bible?
It's Matthew, is it not? I tell you some others. You asked me what I like, and I've got several here, the scriptures that I really like.
Oh, it's in Luke 6. Okay. It's probably in Matthew as well, but oh yes, it's also Matthew 7:3.
Mm-hmm, that's part of it. I like several of those right around there in Matthew. You know, do not worry. That's Matthew 6:25.
Mm-hmm. Is that also like Matthew 6:33-34? Like, do not be anxious about tomorrow. Tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is its own
part of it. Do not worry. Yeah. And then on judging others, do not judge, or you too will be judged. For in the same way you judge others, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. And there it goes on then after that. 7:3. Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? All part of that judging or not judging. I also like the next in Matthew 7, where it says, ask, seek, and knock. I've always believed that, and I used to tell you and your Uncle Rusty, your Avon's dad, that you to God for something. And surely believe that he hears your prayer, and you ask him for something that you need. Don't go to God with a thimble. You know how big a thimble is. Okay? Go with a wheelbarrow, and he'll fill the thimble or the wheelbarrow, so whichever one you want. So when you pray to God and you ask for something, don't pray a small prayer. Pray a big prayer. Don't pick a thimble for him to fill. Take a wheelbarrow from the field. That makes sense?
Yes, sir. You're saying give it all to God.
Give it all to God and pray for something. Expect God to hear you and expect him to hear your prayer and feel your prayer. That goes along with don't worry. I like those right in that area, and that's the use the Sermon on the Mount part of it.
Sermon on the Mount is really good.
Mm-hmm, it is.
What is your go-to Bible verse? Just that's your all-time favorite. I know it's hard to pick an all-time favorite, but if there's one that's spoken to you most.
Several of those about not judging others, about don't worry, do not worry. Also about speaking, not asking God, and believing that that he's there, that he's hearing you. I also like several on generosity. And I truly believe that as we give, God will give back to us. I believe as we give, and I'm not just talking about money. I'm talking about as we give ourselves, as we give our money, as we serve others. And the way that we give, it will be returned to us. I like this Luke 6:38. Give and it will be given you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be poured into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. So the way we help others and the way we give to others, the way we give to people in need, the way we give to church, wherever it might be, then it'll be returned to us. So if I give a little bit, I'll get a little bit. I don't give to get, but I get so I can give. And I believe that whatever we have here is not ours. It belongs to God for us to use, and how are we going to use it?
Was that Luke 6:38 you said?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And let me read you the translation of the Living Bible. For if you give, you will get. Your gift will return to you in full and overflowing measure, pressed down, shaken together, make room for more, and running over. Whatever measure you use to give, large or small, will be used to measure that is given, what is given back to you. That's the Living Bible translation. And there's some comparison in here like farmers. If they sow a few seeds, they'll get a return of a little small crop. They sow a lot, they'll get a big return. And every day we're sowing seeds. We're sowing seeds of love. We're sowing seeds of helping others. We're sowing seeds of showing Christ.
It's like the expression, you reap what you sow.
And that's with comparison to the farmers. You sow a little, you're going to reap a little. Sow a lot, you'll reap a lot.
I have not heard that verse very often, Luke 6:38, surprisingly enough. So I love that you pointed that out. So would you say you definitely live by this verse, if that makes any sense?
That we attempt to. I don't have everything together. I like the greatest commandment, love God with all our heart, mind, body, and soul. I love our neighbors ourselves. I'm still working on that. So I don't have anything all together, but it's hopefully a work in process, hopefully working, making progress in my life. Yes, I believe that the more we can give, the more blessed we are.
Yeah, that's good.
Why do you believe what you believe?
I believe that the Bible is God-inspired. I believe that everything was created by the God of creation, who is still the same God today. I don't know how he did it. I don't know how he knows all of our lives, but I believe he's there, and I believe he is the God of hope. The only way that I can spend an eternity with him is through his son, Jesus, my belief in him. And I feel like that that is the way, that Christ is God's son, and my hope lies through him, through the great sacrifice that was made, through his death, burial, and resurrection. And that's the hope that I have, because I can't do it for myself, because I am a ragged individual. I'm a sinner. And without Christ, without that sacrifice, I have no hope.
Yeah, so where would you say, since all of this you believe in stuff, I know that sometimes as humans we struggle to find our joy from the Lord, but try to find our joy in worldly items or worldly things. Have you ever gone through a period of your life where you've tried to find your true joy from the world and have lived more worldly than anything and not for God, but have found your way back?
Of course I have. I have done things that I would refer to as an out-of-body experience that would be me ever to do, okay? But I've never lost my faith. I've never lost my belief. And what we got me out of those times was the church. One of those times that I was in, I got out by helping four other guys in the church. You start those your kids. The more I served, the more I came out of that area of my life. I've gone through my life where We bought toys. We bought a lot of different things that took away from our serving others. So yes, I have been there. That's what I say. Sometimes success, or what you perceive as success, and we measure success a lot of times with financials. And a lot of times what we perceive as success is really not success. It's detrimental to us and not good for us. And as long as we have faith and we can serve others, we can come out of that that selfishness, that self-centeredness, that ego that we have.
Did prayer play a lot in the way of you getting back to the Lord? Did you find yourself praying and talking to God a ton during that period of your life?
Maybe not as much as I should have, but some, yes.
What was your way to get back to God? Maybe if you have a specific way, like reading the Bible or praying or through worship?
I think just my faith in what I already felt and knew, and knowing that I needed to be serving God in different ways. And I came back and served. And my way of serving a lot of times is just trying to help someone else and to see a need and try to help fulfill it. Not that I do all that by myself, but with others and serving with others and helping those that need help.
Is there a particular fruit of the Spirit that you find harder to fulfill in your life?
I hadn't really thought about that. I don't know. I try to love people. Some people are easier to love than others, but we should love everybody. And we should look at people as a soul and not necessarily as a fussy old man like me.
Do you feel like you've gained any wisdom from all your life experience?
I hope so. And I do. I still pray. I pray for wisdom. Because, you know, I don't know how wise that I am, if I am wise at all, okay? I think my life of being involved in different kind of businesses and working with different people, it's helped me to learn. And I also say about people that may have a negative attitude, they haven't lived long enough yet. Hopefully, the longer they live, the more wisdom they get, the more patience they get, the more acceptance they get of others, and the more tolerant they become. And so we all need people to be patient with us, and so why can we be patient with others? We all need forgiveness. So how can I ask for forgiveness from others if I'm not willing to give it myself? You know what I'm saying? Everything that we need and everything that we ask for and the way we treat other people comes back to us. So if I want forgiveness, if I want love, if I want acceptance, then those are things that I have to show to others. So whether or not that's wisdom, I don't know. Whether or not that comes with age, it's the way that I see that it should be. I should not ask for something that I'm not willing to give. How can I expect God to forgive me if I can't forgive others? How can I expect God to love me if I don't love others?
Wow, how can I expect God to give me something that I don't give? That's such a powerful statement. When you said that, it kind of hit me hard because I have asked for things in the past, like certain spiritual aspects or whatever, to reflect Jesus or anything like that.
I do show those things. Y'all show those with your everyday life, the way you live. You're modeling Christ in your life every day.
Do you feel like, what age do you feel like you became more spiritually mature? Like, does that make any sense? When you actually felt like you understood more what God was calling you to do with your life?
I'm still getting there. Every day. Hopefully I am. Hopefully I'm making progress. Hopefully, I jokingly, a lot of times, I don't know what I want to be when I grow up. And so I think I'm still moving and still getting there. Hopefully I'm growing. But I think I'm still getting there. I'm having a better understanding of what God would expect of me. And that's the reason I pray often that whatever it is that God would have me to do, it's a vision that God has for me. It's not a vision that I have, and I want God to bless it. I want it to already be blessed, and I want Him to show me and give me the vision of how I should be, how I should live, and how I should serve.
I think we should end the last guest episode with a prayer. So let's bow our heads and pray. Dear Lord, I thank you for this day. I thank you for all the people listening to the podcast right now. I also thank you for my grandfather and all his wisdom and his spiritual belief. I thank you for giving him such strong faith that he is able to share with others and on the podcast today. Thank you for allowing us to have him on the podcast as a guest and our last guest of season 4. I thank you for this day you've made, and I thank you for allowing us to have this podcast so that we may share your name with others. Please bless our weeks and let us live for you this week. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for being on the podcast today.
Thank you all for having me. And again, y'all are blessing so many lives. You bless my life. And so thank you for that, both of y'all.
Thank you all for listening to our podcast and supporting us. We hope you've been brought closer to Jesus through this episode.
Subscribe to this podcast and leave a review so know what you think.
Follow us on Instagram at God's Girls Podcast and on the Bible app at God's Girls.
If you have any prayer requests or questions for us, go to our website and type it into our Contact Us tab. Email us at godsgirls.podcast@gmail.com or DM us on Instagram.
Thank you for listening, and we'll see y'all next Sunday with our last episode of season 4.